They're getting a lot of anger, a lot of frustration, a lot of irritation, a lot of people that want to go fight. And when we get fighting and we get arguing, there is no solution to it. You know? And it's not that, you know, the one guy that I talked to, he goes, well, you're just kind of being a brown noser. And I says, no, I don't think I am. We've got to look at their side, but how can we present our side in a way that maybe they'll listen? By being calm and being having humility and the whole thing, I think we can get our point across a lot better. You know, and that's what Jesus was about. Next verse, or verses, Matthew 18, 1 through 7. Yeah, this will work. 18, 1 through 7. And at this time the disciples came to Jesus, saying, who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? Who is the greatest? Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? God, Jesus. And they didn't understand that. And calling to him, yes, this is the one, a child, he put him in the midst of them and said, truly, I say to you, unless you turn and become like children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Whosoever humbles himself like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Whosoever receives one such child in my name receives me. Sorry to bore you. I'm teasing you. But whosoever causes one of these little children to believe in me to sin, it would be better for him to have a great millstone fastened around his neck and to be drowned in the depth of the sea. Woe to the world for temptation to sin, for it is necessary that temptation come, but woe to the one by whom the temptation comes. And if your hand or your foot causes to sin, cut it off and throw it away. It is better for you to enter life crippled or maimed than with two hands or two feet to be thrown into the eternal fire. I went into 8. I realized, you know, I was reading through some of these verses, humility in the way that I handled the situation. Maybe I have an opportunity to win these people to Christ. They've already seen the difference in the way I handle it. It's like the head, and we've had a lot of other situations that have gone on, just not this one. And I'm always getting the head inspector laughing, giggling, joking, having fun. And here a while back I said, well, at least you know I'm not going to be one of those drillers out there that get irritated and angry at you. And he goes, no comment. I mean, that tells you everything right there. And I says, you know, let's have fun with this. Let's have fun getting along. And that's the important thing. You look at this. Can I become a little child? Children are so forgiving. They try to understand. Think about how a child, you know, you did a lot with children. They're so willing to just, you know.
Even though they're all not that good.
Oh, I know that. They have their own issues, too. We can get into that, too. Anyway, I see. I'm going to jump ahead a little bit. Let's go to 2 Corinthians 5:17. I had some other verses, but let's go into 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come.
Church family to be a part of for the last 4 years. We have really, really enjoyed our...
Sorry about that.
That's okay. We must have needed it. Anyway, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. I'm going to go into 17 just. All this is from God, who through Christ reconciled us to himself and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. Am I, through my experiences, if I haven't believed, and let me tell you, it does deviate throughout the days and things that happen in life. Christ, by surrendering my life, by being baptized in an open or a submission of faith, I am a new creature. And if we don't accept that we're a new creature, and Satan will come and go, oh, you think you're a new creature? Look at what you did yesterday. You know, that is what is so important, people. Believe and accept God created me a new creature. And you are that new creature. You are that new human being. Christ has done it. He's already done it for us. We're the ones that mess it up. And it's so important, no matter what we do, no matter how Satan attacks us, no matter what somebody says to us, I'm a new creature in Christ. Every day when I wake up, thank you, Lord, for a new day. Thank you that you gave me another life to live. Thank you, Lord. You know, it's such a beautiful life when we can live that we're a new creature, even though we mess it up. But we have to understand God's made everything there for us. Just accept it. Philippians 1 through 11. And this is my closing. So, I'll wait, give you guys a chance to get there. Christ's example of humility. Philippians 2, 1 through 11. So, if there is any encouragement in Christ and any comfort from love, any participation in the Spirit, any affection and sympathy, complete my joy by being of the same mind, having the same love, being in full accord and of one mind. That doesn't mean that we're all robots, but it does mean that we think the same as Christ. We want to love. We want to take care of people. Do nothing from self-ambition or conceit, but in humility count others more significant than yourself. Let each of you look not only to his own interests, but also to the interest of others. That means don't take advantage of people. If you know you could take advantage of people, don't take advantage of people. Interesting situation, the final thing to the story of the lady with the well. And I'm not please, I'm not bragging here, because I don't have much to brag about. Give me a second. She went to town. And she told people what happened to her. She, you know, she thought I was ripping her off. You know what she came back and said? Everybody in town says, if that's what you say you've got to do, you've got to do it, because Tom has a good reputation. And it's not my reputation. It's God's. It is not mine. Can't say I've always lived a perfect life. Just like Judah, just like Joseph and his brothers. All I can do is, God created a new creature in me. 11, 12 years ago when I went through something traumatic in my life. But that's what it's about. God. Now if I can read the rest of this, sorry. Not saying I'm perfect, because I'm not. I have a lot of flaws in my life. But also the interest of others. Have this mind among yourself, which is yours in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not count equally with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself by taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of man, and being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death. Wow. Even death on a cross. Therefore God has mighty exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. How can we live up to that? We can't. But we can, because I'm a new creature in Christ. The longer I live, and I think all of you, and even you can say this too, Jan, the more humble we become. The more we realize our destiny is at first in heaven. And then what happens? We end up coming back here to this earth, in a new earth and a new world. I love God so much. But yet, my human nature, it sucks. And I close with, let's bow our head. Dear Lord, thank you so much. We have so much to learn of your nature, of who you are, of learning how to be humble, and how we need to understand your humility, your humbleness. And we ask that your Holy Spirit will go and be with all of us, Lord, as we leave this special place, that we can be the temples that you want us to be out there in the world, and that we can show people your love and your kindness. And we thank this in your precious name. Amen. Amen. Closing song is 529.